So we finally meet. I've heard great things about you, little one. Avoiding my daughter's clutches time and time again. Escaping whatever tormented horror I set upon this house. Solving the intricate puzzles in this house that have lied dormant for centuries. Well, little one, I'm afraid that I am a puzzle you won't be able to solve quite so easily. With just one hand, I encircle your throat and leave you completely defenseless. Your struggles are pointless. Can you feel that? Already your face grows red as your oxygen levels leave your lungs. As I tighten my grip. As I was saying, as I tighten my grip, the emotions that flit across your face are almost as ambrosial as your blood. Oh, I'm sorry, but did you just moan? I'm suffocating you, squeezing the life out of your slender little throat, and you're biting your lip and moaning like some common whore? And I doubt that's a knife tented in your pants. Does this arouse you? What is wrong with you? Is this some sort of joke, or maybe you're attempting to trick me in some way? Okay, I'm putting you down so I can investigate this. Oh, that is certainly your Turgeon member. I can feel twitch in my grasp. You certainly aren't normal, are you? Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you'd better answer honestly. Or else, I'll string you up solely by your penis and carve bits of your flesh off with a salted blade. Now, why have you come to my castle? And you expect me to believe that? You've caused countless problems since you've been my uninvited guest. You mean to tell me you wound up here entirely by accident? Not quite accidentally. Elaborate. Me? And what about me? You came to see me. For what reason? To see if the rumors were true? And what rumors do you speak of? Speak up, cattle, or else I'll... Wait a minute. What did you just call me? So you've traveled to see if I'm a gorgeous, big, tall, MILF, mommy-dom vampire? Stay here. Don't move. This is completely unprecedented. So, do I live up to your hopes and dreams then? Oh, I surpassed them. Come here, you little sly, silver-tongued fox. Well, you are a little handsome morsel, aren't you? I suppose worse looking could have made their way into my coven. Don't bite your lip like that in front of me, little one, lest you bite off more than you can chew. And just like that, with just a few hard words, you're straining your pants again. How pitiful you are to my voice. Well, I suppose I haven't had a breeder in a few decades. What do you say, little one? You'll give me your body, your devotion, and your seed. You will bore me countless daughters to enrich my coven. In answer, I will drown you in pleasure and riches. You'll want for nothing underneath my care. Otherwise, I'll have my daughter string you up within the cellars, where you'll have to give your essence in another manner. So choose as you will, but I think I already know your answer, little one. And I do think it would have changed, not even if I'd offered to let you go. Good boy. Come. Surprised? As if I'd have any problem carrying you, considering I was just holding you solely by your pretty neck. Silly boy. Don't pretend you didn't enjoy it either. The way that I cradle you against my body, pressing your head into my soft, heavy breasts. The way my cleavage bulges from the silk confines of my dress. I can barely see your handsome little face. You could easily bare my breasts with a single hand and suckle upon them like a newborn babe. Oh my, so red. Your furious little blush makes me thirsty, little one. Watch your head, little one. Your head completely disappeared beneath my assets as I stooped to enter. How cute. There. Unsteady on your feet, aren't you? I thought you were here to sweep me off my feet. Silly boy. Now, I'd like to inspect my new goods. Take off your clothes. Oh my. Your mother likes what she sees, little one. Oh, you're blushing again. What was it I said? Was it because I complimented you on your form? Or was it because I referred to myself as your mother? I think I have my answer. If you don't know, I'll under my care answer to me as mother and as my slutty breeder. The same goes for you, little one. From now on, you will refer to me as Mother Val Dimitrescu. Is that understood? Good. Now, you will sit upon my bed, hands beneath your bare ass, legs spread, and you will not move a muscle from this position, or there will be consequences. I do not care how rigid your desperate, slutty little cock gets. You will sit and throb for me like a good boy. Understand? Good. Now, I will give you what you so desperately crave. What mother would I be to deny my poor starving son? Mm-hmm. Poor boy. You seem so stunned. I take it you love my full body lingerie. The black lace clings to my body's every inch. It's such a lovely contrast with my porcelain skin, don't you think? Look at how it squeezes my full breasts together, the way my hardened knobs press against the material, how it slips right between my round, curvy ass cheeks, biting so enticingly into these curved hips. See how it slips elegantly between my burlesque thighs? Or does it? Perhaps they're crotchless. Your sweet whimpers speak volumes. You really are pampering your new mother, aren't you? Speaking of pampering, your manhood is begging for attention. Would my sweet little boy like some pampering? I thought so. Let me get on my knees in front of you. So I can wrap my soft hands around your poor, needy cock. It's funny, isn't it? I'm on my knees for you, and I'm still a good 2 feet taller than you. Nearly. How does that feel, little one? Do you like that? I can feel you throb between my fingers. Your groans are music to my ears. Does my little one wish for me to stroke faster? I'm afraid that's too bad, my slutty little boy. I'm more than content to toy with you for now. I want you to build up a big, heavy load for your mother, Val. Can you do that? And in case you were wondering, or in case you were the smallest bit curious, I wasn't asking. It was rhetorical. Whimper louder for me, baby boy. You want to come? Oh, well, that just won't do. I barely started to stroke you, silly boy. How could you be ready to explode so quickly? No, we are going to have to work on your stamina. I'm partly disappointed and flattered. Your sweet little groans. I take it you're feeling blissfully tortured right now, aren't you? I've stopped stroking you, and now I'm merely squeezing your straining member, sending pulses of pleasure up your stiff rod, keeping you right on that precipice. You can feel that tingling at your base, oh, that sensation deep within your groin. I bet if you flexed your needy cock, you'd let out such a delicious little spurt of cum. That would make you a naughty slut. You will learn quickly your semen is a very precious asset to me, and I own it now. Every drop. The only way you're going to spill your seed is with my long, strong legs wrapped around you and your slutty cock buried deep within me. Otherwise, there will be a severe punishment. Now, say yes, Mother Dimitrescu, so I know you understand. Good boy. I've noticed you've been staring at my tits nearly the entire time I've been stroking you. Is there something you desire, my breeder? Is that so? I agree with you. They are bountiful. And do you think you deserve that? Don't play coy with me. I'm asking if you think you've earned the right to slide your cock between my soft breasts. Then beg for it. I think I'll indulge you, little one. And remember, no leaking. Oh my. You feel as if you're burning up between my tits. So heavy and so hard against my sternum. And the way you throb when I squeeze them together. You look a bit worried there. Have you possibly made a mistake, silly boy? Watch as my tits take you in and swallow up your rod as if they mean to devour it. I just love when I take you in almost completely and your angry head throbs in my cleavage. What if I squeeze them together with one arm like this? Completely entrapping you. And I tease lazy little circles over your peeking slit with my other hand. You whimper so loudly when I teased my long fingernail into your slit. What's this beating delicately out of your tip? I hope you don't mind if I have a taste of my property. You taste so delicious, little one. Your mother can barely control herself right now. I'd love to take you deep into my throat, squeezing your full balls with my porcelain hand until you coat my tongue in your silky essence. But that would violate my rules, wouldn't it, little one? I'd have to punish you for that. Oh, I'm sure you're debating in your mind whether it's worth enduring any punishment just to come in my soft velvet mouth. After all, my red, soft, plump lips are practically begging to embrace your cock. What do you think? Good choice, my little stud. Besides, perhaps it isn't the best idea, little one, to have my mouth wrapped around your straining cock. The amount of blood filling your rod is enough to make me drool. And I might accidentally take a tiny nibble. Or maybe you'd like that. I'll tell you what. I promised I won't bite. And I will take you into my mouth if you do the same for me. I've caught you stealing glances at my round, curvy ass, and I was ready, envisioning your face buried beneath it. This way, you get to experience two fantasies at once. Would you like your mother Dimitrescu's big, soft ass draped over your face while I suck on your cock? My warm thighs locking my dripping cunt to your mouth. It'd be your pleasure, wouldn't it? Then I think I'll grant you the pleasure of delving that silver tongue of yours inside me. Climb fully onto the bed and lay on your back. Are you comfortable? Good. If only you could see your face right now, silly boy. My tight, dripping slit is suspended right above you, and the desire is pulling in your eyes. It's tangible. I think I'm gonna take my seat now. Your face feels as if it was made to be molded between my thighs. I can barely see your chin. I want you to take your hands and sink them into my soft ass. I want to feel you knead my ass while we pleasure each other. And you aren't to let go unless I say otherwise. I can feel you moaning into my pussy as I grind against your face. Taste me, little one. That feels divine, my slutty little breeder. Is my taste to your liking? Your tongue is a sin incarnate on my flesh. Lick my clit, little one. Feeling adventurous, aren't we? You think you can tease me like some harlot? You'll pay for that later, slutty boy. I'm gonna suck your cock now, and I'm not gonna stop until you either come in my mouth or you make me come on your tongue. And one of those will come with steep punishments. Tease me now, at your own risk, little one. Cutting into you. Suddenly, you're attacking my pussy as if you're starving. You're not in danger of coming, are you, little one? You seem frenzied. I bet you're regretting your decision, aren't you? Throb against my soft tongue. I hope that for your sake, you can hold your semen. If you spill a single drop, and I'm going to whack you in the chest and eat. Like a filthy slut you are. Yes, right there. And I'll use your mouth and fingers like this every night. Even if you tip your tongue deep inside me like that and scoop my chest out, don't think you escaped your punishment that easy. Yes, yes, good boy. Suck on my clit. I'm gonna come on your face, little one. Make your mother, Dimitris, go come like a good boy. Yes, and why?
coming on your face, little one. Make your shake and shudder as I come. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Are you still alive, little one? I'm almost thought I'd popped your cute little head between my thick thighs like a grape. Oh my, your face is absolutely soaked with my juices. You look so slutty, little one. My cum is a lovely look on you. You should be honored to be drenched by my cunt. I taste delicious on you. Now, my poor little one seems oh so desperate and strained. Pitiful thing. Would you like to finally have the orgasm you so crave? Your cock looks like it's going to explode. And if you bite your lip any harder, you'll drop blood. And that wouldn't be the best course of action in front of me, pet. I'll give you what you want. But first, I owe you a punishment, don't I? No. No. Your edging does not count, silly boy. Now come here and get over my lap. I won't ask again. I am going to spank your cute ass, and you are going to say, "Thank you, Mother Dimitrescu," after each lick. You are going to thank me for granting you the pleasure of my palm on your ass. Is that understood? Good. I think you've earned 5, because I'm feeling merciful. 1. You took too long, little one. I said you were going to thank me after each lick, not moan like a whore. That one doesn't count. And if you disobey your mother again, I'll add another 5. It's almost as if you want this. Now. 1. 2. 3. Such a firm little ass. Nice and warm. 2, where my palm has bit your flesh. Stay still. I didn't say you could buck your hips into my massaging fingers. This is punishment, remember? Don't think I can't feel your cock against my thigh. 4. Good boy. 5. There. Let mother kiss it and make it better, little one. You did so good for me. Now, as much as I'd like to edge you further into a needy, dribbling mess, desperate to spill his semen, I'm afraid our little foreplay session has taken its toll on me, little one. I want you to come inside me now. Get on your back. I'm going to straddle you and slam your cock inside of my cunt. And I won't be gentle. You will come for me. It won't be a choice. And while I slam our pelvises together in the most brazen chorus of flesh, I'm going to wrap my hands around your throat and choke you as I did when we first were introduced. Would you like that, my slutty breeder? I thought you might. You certainly did then. Now hold still while I straddle you. Can you feel the intense heat of my warm cunt poised above your member? single inch is all it would take to envelop you. Oh, your begging is music to my ears, little one, but it's unnecessary. I told you there was no choice. I will be having your cock. You feel so large inside of me, pet. It's been so long since I've had a cock like this. Cock, period. I couldn't have asked for a sweeter present. How's that, little one? Not too tight? Do you like the way my hands feel wrapped around your slutty throat? Your face is turning such a lovely color. Red. Filled to the brim with your blood. Just like your slender throat. I could just sink my fangs into you, little one. I think we're sliding the bed across the floor. He will be helping buff out any scratches in the floor, pets. Does my little one require oxygen? Take a deep breath. My desperate little slut. Far from done. You're gripping my ass. So tight. You're gonna leave bruises if you keep squeezing like that. I didn't give you permission to grope your mother. I'll punish you later. You like that, don't you? You little desperate slut. I can feel your balls practically churning beneath my ass. Don't you come until I do. If you spurt even the tiniest amount before I say, I'll make you slurp up every last drop, like the collared cum slut you are, so that you can recycle that precious load, and then we'll bury you in chastity. I'm letting go of your throat so I can let you suck on my tits. They're threatening to give you a black eye anyhow. I've escaped my lingerie, and they're on as if they're begging for your mouth. Suck my tits, little one, and poke up into me. Poke up into your mother, Dimitrescu. Yes, yes, just like that. You're sucking immediately. Use your teeth. Bite me harder. Bite my nipple harder. You won't hurt me. Fuck. Yes, like that. Good boy. My god, sweet boy. Yes. Be a good slutty breeder for me, little one. Fill my womb. Impregnate me. I'm gonna come. You better. You better come with me. Come with me. Come with me. I can feel you pouring into me. So warm. Fuck. Keep fucking me. Hi. Help me, little one. Help me, little one. Help me tight. No. No, don't you dare pull out. You're just gonna have to deal with me and my aftershocks right now. I don't want a drop of your cum escaping me earlier than it has to. squeeze me tighter. Oh, poor thing. I've smothered you between my breasts again. Oh, are you all right, pet? Things got quite rough at the end there. Are you sure you can handle our arrangement? Good boy. I am pleased to hear that. Yeah. You look drained. And judging by the pool of seed dripping out of my cunt, you may literally be. It's a good thing I decided to not drink of you this session. I felt as if you needed acclimation first. Oh. Well, little one. In case you've forgotten, your mother, Dimitrescu, is a vampire. And feeding during fornication is intoxicating. For both of us, I promise. One day I'll show you. At any rate, that's a discussion for another day. For now, I want to cuddle my sweet little one. Good boy.